Pray for me this morning. I really feel my need this morning. Father, we're glad again for your goodness and mercy. I ask you, Lord, to move and help us this morning. Stir our minds and our hearts, O God. Look our way, Father, and help us. Lay a hand upon us. Amen. Anoint our ears and our hearts, our minds this morning, Lord. We're praying for your help. I believe you're going to help us this morning, Lord. Thank God. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's begin at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Amen. I want you to look at verse 5. He says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and Paul said, I'm persuaded that is in thee also. Amen. Paul is alluding to the natural phenomenon that happens in this life, like the color of our hair or the shape of our nose or our ears or the traits of our forefathers passed down from one generation to another, amen. Habits and so forth and so on. In the part of the country where I had pastored some 15 years, the big thing in the spring of the year is the racehorses at Hot Springs, Arkansas. 4.5 months of it is spent, amen, on it. And the paper is full of the bloodlines of horses and hopeful horses and all that sort of thing, all their bloodlines and what one could expect out of them because of their bloodlines. And often you read that this horse will or he won't make it because of his bloodline. And I got to thinking, you know, Satan is telling us, and it's been alluded to many times in this meeting, that we can't make it, amen, on what, amen, used to be, or the old way of living and holiness and righteousness. And he's doing his best to get us to forsake our spiritual bloodline. So, Brother Mike, I thought I'd like to focus our attention this morning on just what about our bloodline? What about them? Amen. Well, the Bible says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Amen. And the Bible said of his own will, beget he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creature. Amen. Our spiritual bloodline, Brother Benny, go right back to God himself. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Now the Bible says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched
with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, and yet without sin. Amen. Now get that. He said he was in all points tempted as we are. So from our sire, amen, we have got this in our bloodline, the streak, amen, to be tested. Come on, church. We receive strength from Papa, if that's the way you want to put it. And then he said, and yet without sin. He gave us stamina, amen, to run the race without sinning. We don't have to go back to the beggarly elements of this world to get by. Because in our bloodline has been bred strength and stamina. And then I heard him say on the cross, it is finished. He gave us a white man word here, if I can say it. I read it in the dictionary. It's tenaciousness. In other words, a heart that won't quit no matter how it looks. Come on, church. We have got, amen, strength and stamina and tenaciousness bred into us by Jesus Christ, our Sire, who begat us with the word of truth. Woo! Amen. That's from Daddy's side. Amen. Now, the Bible said it's written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the free woman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise. Amen. Now Paul said, now we, brethren, as Israel were, amen, are the children of promise. Amen. Mama's name is promise. Woo! So I said, Lord, there's many, many promises that's written to us from the Word of God. The Lord said, I gave to Abraham one special promise. From the book of Luke, the Bible said, amen, and it's right, this is John the Baptist's daddy, amen, prophesying here. And he said, and it raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware unto Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. I'm persuaded this is the man that produced New Testament text. Come on now. To sum it up from Papa, amen, or the sire, however you want to put it, we have strength, stamina, and tenaciousness. From Mom, it's freedom, righteousness, fearlessness, and holiness. Amen. What a bloodline. Come on now. Come on, church. You ain't looking at an Indian here this morning. That's all gone. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat anymore. I'm from another country. My bloodline. Go back. Amen. Now, Brother Benny, in the paper when they run that and they have all them horses' name in their bloodlines, then they go into looking how what you can expect, amen, by looking at the track record. Woo! You know, how it's done in the past. How they did it back then. All right, the Bible says in the book of Exodus, now there rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. I feel like we could almost put, now there rose up a new king over America, who could not remember that this country was founded upon the fact that they moved here from over yonder so they could worship God according to the dictates of their heart. That's what you white people come to our country for. Thank you for coming. We'd have never known about it if you hadn't come. And he said to his people, behold, the people of children of Israel are more mighty than me. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass, when there falleth out any war, they should join also under our enemies, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore did they settle with them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses. And the Bible said the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. Amen. Come on here, church. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage and mortar and brick in all manner of service in the field. And all their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. In this race that we're in, it's not always going to be ran in the sunshine or even on a good track. Come on now. In the racing world, they want to be sure that the bloodline includes what they call a good mother. That's not mother. And I'm not slurring that word. Mother, M-U-D-D. E-R. That means that this horse doesn't have to have a dry track. He doesn't have to have a good track. He don't have to be sunshine. He don't have to be nothing. He just wants on the track to run. Oh. All right. Let's check our bloodline here. How did they do? The Bible said, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. My God. Take your little scorecard out now and write down a good mutter. Oh, come on now. I ain't always run on a good track. In fact, it's been a while since I've been on one, just to be honest with you. Come on now. Come on, church. But with these bloodlines we got, it don't matter what track we're running on, what part of the country we're on. Brother Doble, we're going to run holiness wherever we're at. Let it be what we will, Brother Benny. We're going to run.
You better believe it.
So put down on your scorecard, amen, an excellent mutter. Woo! All right. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Esther, and this is a familiar story to you. I don't know if I read it. Well, Brother Rapoy said this is just the Bible. If it bores you, you need to pray through. Amen. After these things did King, I wish he was here, Ahasuerus or somebody, promoted Hamath, the son of another one, the Haggite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. King's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him, but Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. King's servants which were in the king's gate said to Mordecai, why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass when they spake daily unto him, he hearkened not unto them that told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he brought scorn to, and he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all. Ain't that the strangest thing I've ever seen? He sought to destroy all the Jews, and Haman was the only one that he's mad at. But that's the way they are toward homeless people. Come on now. Amen. And they sought to do him harm. Amen. Let me read it right here. Amen. Sought to destroy the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Asherias, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month of Nisan, the 12th year of the king, they cast Pur, that is the lot, before Haman from day to day, from month to month, to the 12th month, that is the month of Adar. Haman said to the king, Ahasuerus, somebody can tell me how to pronounce that, it'd be easier for me. There's a certain people scattered abroad, dispersed among the people all the providence of thy kingdom. Their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's law. Therefore, it's not for the king's prophet to suffer them. And if it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have charge of the business to bring it to the king's treasure. The king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hamathah the Haggite, the Jew's enemy. Now there are in the racing world horses, don't ask me why, I just read this, who will quit trying to win if they sense that there's no hope to win this race.
Come on now. Come on.
Alright, I say I ain't gonna win, so I don't know. And they say you beat them and whip them and they just... Come on, church. Amen. Now this race, amen, has really turned bad. In the racing world, they say the horse has no heart.
Huh?
You know, if he sees he's going to win, why, he'll get out there and dance with the rest of them. But when it comes time, when it gets rough, he ain't got no heart, my dear. He quit running. Quit running. Just quit running. Quit. Well, hey man, God help us here now. Hey man, when it's beyond winning, well, how does our bloodlines answer to this situation? Sweet Lamb of God. Hey man, the Bible says, amen, then Esther bade them to return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. Fast ye for me, neither eat nor drink 3 days or nights, amen, night or day, and I also and my maiden will fast likewise, and so will I go into the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I'll perish. Don't look like I'm going to win, but I'm going to run anyway. Come on, church. Brother Dolo, I've seen time and again when it looked like we wasn't going to win. We was in the back row. We was down on the ground. We was whipped, stay back, come up off the ground, my God, and here we are still running. Praise God, Brother Mike. Amen. But God did, according to our bloodlines, we got the heart to fight off when the fight's lost.
Come on.
I was driving home from somewhere in the United States. I don't even know where I'd been. And I was driving on. I had the radio on. I wasn't paying any attention to it. And they had this talk business, and I wasn't paying much attention. And they got to talking about a fight that they'd had that day somewhere. Hey, man. And they said that fighter won it in the last round.
What?
And they said he'd been beat. His eyes was nearly closed. His ears was nearly tore off.
Yeah.
He was whipped, but he didn't know
it. Know it.
And he said the champion was just playing with him, slapping him around, and he just stuck his face out as if to say, "You think you can do anything about it?" And he did. He knocked him out with one punch. Woo! Come on, church, I know what it's going to look like. It looks like we ain't got a chance. according to what's going on in Washington, D.C., it's time to pull over and pull down the flag. But not our bloodlines don't call for that. But many our bloodlines call to run. I said it calls to run. It's brave enough to run. It's brave enough to stay in the fight, David. Come on, church. Fight on. Fight on. I've got. When the devil thinks he's got it won.
Come on.
I went through something. I went through a valley. I thought I never would walk in. I don't plan to ever go there again, but I was there. And y'all can say what you will. I laid on the bed. My wife got on and said, Leon, you told other people don't do this. I said, I know I did. I ain't never been here, though. I didn't much care if I ever preached again. Come on now, I'm just telling you about me. The devil had me down, Brother Matt, and he was walking up and down my spine. And he come to me and said, you've wasted your whole life now living for God. Here you are, 58 years old, you can't go to work nowhere. And you're too old to preach, you're too old to evangelize, you're too old to do anything. And look what you did. You wasted your whole life.
Yeah.
You don't have a house, you don't have a home, you don't have anything. You just well quit. And I just wouldn't say, and finally he says, and besides that, look at that, your two daughters, they ain't even saved.
Yeah.
And you wasted your, you can't, you two daughters.
Come on.
Brother Benny. I said to the Lord, it looks like I've wasted my life here. 58, kicked out. And I said, my two daughters ain't saved. You know what the Lord said to me? He said, son, if you forgot your four boys that are still preaching for me.
That's right.
I don't know how far the referee got to, maybe the 9.5. I come off that bed and I said, devil, look out.
Yes, sir.
Look out. Look out. Come on now.
Come on.
Huh? The last year and a half, I've been so busy, I didn't know where to go next. I'm like, come on now, church. Come on now. I'm not bragging. I hope you don't think I'm bragging. I never picked up my phone and called nobody and said I need a meeting. Not one. And Mike Roberts, God bless your heart, you told me, said, son, if you need a week or two of me, call me. I can use you any time. Did I call you? I'm too busy, son. I'm sorry. Come on, church. Our bloodline will fight on. When the fight looks lost, it'll get up off the mat and fight again. Oh, God, I said our bloodline is bred in us to keep going. It's there. Woo! I ain't got no clock, but I'm feeling pretty good. Aye, familiar story from the book of Daniel. Then the herald cried aloud, and to you it's commanded, all people, nations, and language. And what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Whosoever falleth not down and worship shall in the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time when all the people, you hear that? Therefore at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music. All the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Amen. Now get this. All the people heard. They done what they were supposed to do. In the racing world, amen, I read that many horses are satisfied to run with are in the pack.
Yeah.
Huh? Right.
Yeah.
Everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
I'll just run with the pack.
Yeah.
different from that.
Come on, man.
Everybody else, you know. Come on now. That's the way you say they've decided it's all right? Well, I guess I never did really feel. You know what? My young people's leader at Chesterfield, God bless his heart, when I was pastoring there, amen, he said, I'm so glad you've come, Brother Leon. We've been needing holiness here for years. He told the whole church, amen, we need this. Come on. Brother Mike, now he's the pastor of the church. And he told the church, I never did think that there was anything wrong with TV. Never did think it's wrong for leaving this trimmer here.
Just running with the pack.
All right. Now don't you think a thing about Brent reaching in my pocket. I didn't. I mean, you might be running with the pack. I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on, church, amen. I'm sorry, amen. Amen, that my bloodline just won't run with the pack. In fact, it's bred into me that when they say, Brother Leon, you've got to.
Uh-huh.
I used to blame it on the Indians. But I've seen Indians cow down now.
Yeah, come on.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, I used to. Is it all right if I just go ahead and preach about
it?
I remember when welfare and stuff first started, and I was at my grandfather's house, and she came and told my grandfather how poor he was.
Yeah.
And my grandfather, being a full-blood Cherokee, knew how to give him the Indian look. That means stare at the wall and don't even look at him. Don't blink. Don't act like they're even alive. Just sit there. And I sat there and listened to that woman tell Papa how poor he was, how bad he needed welfare, how bad he needed I don't know what all. Papa never said nothing.
Yeah.
Pretty soon she got up and left. He looked at me and said, think I'm poor. I had biscuits and fat back gravy and fried taters for breakfast.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And our people were a proud people. But they're running with the pack now, Lord. Indians. Having a child year after year.
Yeah.
Get a bigger
pick.
I'm sorry. I just don't can't run with the pack. Brother Roger, I just don't run with the pack. Come on now, they told me a long time ago I was gonna have to quit preaching holiness. Hey man, I wouldn't get to preach anywhere. Well, if I preach my little thoughts, ideas, thoughts and theories, I can see those preachers are over at the side of the road now. Come on, man, but those that's preaching out of the Word of God, reading it out of the Bible, come on now. Amen. Amen. We was at a point in a church where I was pastoring. Amen. And it was kind of against the norm. And they said, well, what do you think, Pastor? And I opened the Bible. And one of them leaned up and looked at me. See, he's reading that out of the Bible.
Yeah, out of the Bible.
Out of the Bible. My God. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. The world wants us to cow down and run with them. It ain't in your bloodline, so I don't know if you're going to do it or not, but it's not in there. All right. Now, here's our bloodline. Amen. And they told them this. Now, these three men will not bow. They have not regarded thee. They will not serve the God nor worship the golden image which thou set up. And Nebuchadnezzar got mad. And in his fury and his rage, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They brought these men before the king. And he said, I'm going to give you another chance.
Always do, brother. They always do.
Now, when you hear this music, you be ready. You hear the sound of the cornet and all that. Amen. And you worship the image that I made. Well, it's going to be okay. But if you don't worship, if you worship not, you should be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Who is that God that will deliver you out of my hand? All right. Bloodlines, what are you going to do here now? Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. In other words, we have no need to even think about our answer. It's already been set in our bloodlines. I'm sorry, it's bred into us. I just can't help it. You can call me stubborn, hard-headed, a fool, whatever you want to, but it just ain't in me, amen, to do it. Just because you're doing it. Come on, church. It's about time that we stood up and was counted. Come on now. Come on now. I don't care if they all quit. I don't intend to. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Now here's our bloodlines talking. But if not, if he don't do it, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not run with the pack. We ain't gonna do it. Come on, church, stand up and be a man or a woman. Be something, amen. Just cause everybody else is trimming it and bobbing it and wearing it and taking it and putting it. My God, that don't mean that we have to. Amen. Let's stand and tell them, no, we're going to turn you out of church. Go ahead. We've been turned out of church before. Go ahead and disfellowship. Go right ahead. Go ahead. He can do it. But if he don't do it, that don't cut no ice with me. Hello? Hello? Come on, church. God can. I know he can. I've seen him do it. Amen. But if you don't do it, it don't cut no ice. Don't make no difference. I'm sorry. It's just in me. I ain't going to run with the pack. When I started wearing suspenders. Yeah. Brother John, you know what they asked me?
Yeah.
I said, I guess you're going to start drinking oil next, ain't you? I looked at him and I said, you don't know nothing. I said, I ain't wearing these suspenders because John Gabbert wears them. I'm wearing them because this big mouth rod opened when it should have stayed closed.
Yeah.
Brother Benny, there's a preacher in our country that lost his britches at the funeral. And he said, oh my God, I've lost my britches. And I seen him coming up to the campground one night. Brother Johnny is walking up there and he's still holding them britches, making sure. And I said to myself, I didn't say it to nobody else, brother. I said to myself, you know, I would hope that I had enough sense, amen, to start wearing suspenders if I was going to lose my britches. That's what I said. Well, Nori, I guess the Lord heard me. Amen. The next morning, I got ready for church. And was headed down to go to service. Mona was already down at the cook shack cooking. And I was walking down the hall, and guess what happened? Reason I ain't got them on this morning is I didn't think I'd be preaching. I don't intend to run any race just because somebody else is doing it. Come on now. I ain't going to run with the pack. The pack ain't going to the other side anyway. Huh. All right. Hey, man. Let's put down here a strong fighter. Yeah. Amen. And next, let's look at Daniel. Now, when we talk about Daniel, we always think about the lion's den. But it wasn't in the lion's den that our bloodline showed up. No, that was when the power of God showed up because of the bloodline. Huh? But the bloodline showed up. You see, the Bible says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, his windows being opened in his chambers toward Jerusalem. He knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. In the paper it said that inconsistency is a trait of bad bloodline. That means this horse may run and win this race, and in the next race, he won't even try. Now, if you're one of them that go to church just when the sun's shining and everything's perfect, you need to get saved, what you need to do. Come on now. Too many Christians among us, Brother Bill, amen, are so inconsistent with their Christianity that you really don't know whether they're in or out whenever you see that. You don't know. They run good for a while, then the revival's over, and then they're out. Huh? I've been in a place, amen, where you could say, well, we're going to have at least 3 converts in this meeting. Huh? And Brother Keith, the next revival you have, well, we're going to have 3 converts in this one too. Well, it looks like after a while you get to town and say, no, it's the same 3, you see. Huh? Come on now. Come on, church. I'm telling you that the bloodline that we have got will perform every day of the year. Sunshine, rain, snow, ice, sleet, it don't matter. With the bloodlines we got, come on, church. We ought to be in there every time. I said we ought to be in there every time. And if we ain't, there's something wrong. I better be careful here. Brother Benny, there's a preacher out in Idaho told me, he said, you oughtn't to be so hard on one with folks. You oughtn't to be so hard on them. I said, why not? He said, you know, there are half brothers in the Lord. I said, hold it. I said, when you got half brothers and half sisters, that means that one of you got the same father or the same mother, but the other one hasn't got a different father or a different mother. And I said, which one committed adultery, Christ or the church? Ain't no half brothers in this. Come on now. Come on. One standard of Christianity is not for Oklahoma, another for Georgia, another for... No. These bloodlines, Brother Matt, have been bred true. And it's Christianity here, it's down there, it's over yonder. I don't care where you're at, it's the same everywhere. It's a constant factor. Come on, church. If your sire is Jesus Christ and your mama have a promise, amen, then my God, you're going to run like the Bible said to run. You're going to do it like the Bible said to do it. And it don't matter what anybody else says. Nobody. Right. I'm going to tell you something right here while I'm on this right here. If you're reading out of the New Version or a revised perverted edition, you need to get saved. You're in the wrong bloodline. You got something wrong with you. There's something wrong. You ain't been bred right. Come on now. I don't know who your mother is. I know Jesus ain't your father, so there ain't no telling where you come from. Come on, church. I mean, let's just break it down like it is. Huh? We're going to run the same next year as we ran this year, Brother Bob. Are there something wrong with our bloodline? Hey. There's a man in the country up around Jay years ago, and I met him in a fellowship meeting. Man, he sounded, he was for holiness. And then I seen him somewhere else, and he was preaching like they did. And I finally asked the preacher, I said, who does he belong with?
Yeah,
he said, just depends on who he's with.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we got a bunch of them.
He said, if you're with him when he's with the Baptist, that's what he is.
Yeah, we got some of them.
If you see him at the Oneless Church, that's what he is. And yet he can be a good holiness. I said, I got news for you, buddy. He ain't never been a good holiness. He ain't even close to it. Come on now. Come on, church. This is a constant run. Our bloodlines have bred into us a consistency.